Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The MEA break is underway and the Minnesota DNR says it's a great opportunity to spend some time outdoors with the family. Parks and Trails Division Public Relations Supervisor Sarah Burhau says they have a guide detailing multiple free activities people can print off for families to do together outside. A full calendar of events can be found on the DNR's website. The blame game continues over rising health insurance and federal cuts to Medicaid. During a hearing for the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impact on Minnesotans, Republican Senator Carla Nelson of Rochester said one of the reasons why we're in this situation is all the fraud during the DFL trifecta.
Our fraud has been running rampant. We've had over $1 billion already documented, some looking at two, some thinking it might be up to $6 billion. And I just want you to think about what if we'd been able to invest those dollars in actually helping Minnesotans.
DFL Senator Elise Mann of Edina says the issue is with the Republicans in Washington.
I mean, come on. The reality is that we are sitting here now today because we have a federal government that is completely out of touch with everyday Americans. And it's not about pointing fingers. It is about putting accountability where it belongs.
Health leaders testified the current health care situation could cost 140,000 Minnesotans their health insurance benefits. Minnesota is tightening oversight of its Medicaid program by disenrolling providers who haven't billed for services in over a year. The Department of Human Services says about 800 inactive providers were removed this week, with more rounds to follow. Officials say the move reduces fraud risk and ensures Medicaid resources go to active providers. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health has confirmed new cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in three additional turkey operations across the state. Dr. Shauna Voss, who leads the Minnesota Poultry Testing Lab, emphasized the importance of heightened biosecurity.
We continue to make sure that our producers have their biosecurity plans in place and that everybody's trained on them, and now more important than ever to make sure that they're being implemented perfectly.
The outbreaks were reported Tuesday in Kandah-Yohai, Meeker, and Stearns counties. In other headlines, Attorney General Keith Ellison is joining a coalition of 13 attorneys general and asking a federal court to intervene in a $14 billion antitrust settlement involving Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Juniper Networks. Ellison says the deal was influenced by lobbyists and political pressure and fails to address the harms predicted by the Department of Justice. If approved, the merger would leave HPE and Cisco controlling over 75% of the wireless LAN market. The U.S. Senate has once again failed to pass a funding bill to end the government shutdown. It's affecting residents in all corners of Minnesota. State Senator Jen McEwen met with people today who work in healthcare and child care in her home district of Duluth.
We're looking at thousands of people in Duluth who stand to lose their health care or lose basic food supports and have their incomes really squeezed.
The shutdown is expected to extend into next week. The Minnesota BCA says violent crime held steady in 2024 with a drop in greater Minnesota. Murders fell to 170 statewide, but firearm use rose. You can find the full report online at the BCA website. This is MNN.